The Rebbe says in his mimer on Parshas Brachos in Shnas Tavshin Aleph, 1941, he quotes the Gemara.
Daddy.
Yes, Yalas. He quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's an interesting Gemara. The story, he says, Tanur Banan, Hakar Pasuk Shal Shir Hashirim Va'usa Sukim Yin Zemer. If someone who quotes a Pasuk from Shir Hashirim, but uses it as a song, not according to the proper Kriya of the Nigunim of the Torah, but he sings it as a stam, a song. Va'akor Pasuk Bebeis Mishtos. And someone who says a Pasuk in the banquet hall, below Zmano, in not the appropriate time, meaning he's not necessarily learning about the Parsha or about the Zman that's coming up. Maybe Ra La'olam, he brings evil into the world. Mipnei Sha'atorah Chogeres Sak, because the Torah wears a sack, a mourning cloth, a cloth of sadness and mourning. V'omedes lifnei Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the Torah stands before Hashem. V'omeres lifanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Asoni Banecha Kikinur Shemenagin Bo. Let's see, your children have made me like a instrument that they're just playing for their own enjoyment, meaning they're not using me for my real value. Amar la bati biti, Hashem said to the Torah, my daughter, b'shasha ochlin v'shosin b'mayis asku. So what are they doing while they're eating? Look at them. They're eating and they're drinking, and they're involved in Torah. Like, what are you sad about? Amar lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah said back to Ribbono Shel Olam, im balei mikra heinis asku b'torah, uvenivim uveksuvim. If they are balei mikra, so they should be learning psukim of the mikra, learning of the Torah. Im balei mishnah heinis asku b'mishnah. If these are people who know Mishnah, they should be learning Mishnah. If they know Gemara, and if they know Halacha and Gemara, they should be learning the Halachas of the Chag at the appropriate time. So what is this conversation? The Torah is upset that people are learning Torah, but not in the appropriate way. And Hashem says, look what they're doing. They're learning Torah. And Torah says it's not enough. They should be doing it in the appropriate way. So what's going on? What is Hashem asking? What kind of Torah are they learning? Right? The Torah knows what kind of Torah they're learning, and Hashem knows what kind of Torah they're learning. So what exactly is his question? And why is it not good enough of a situation for the Torah? The Torah has to have a response. So the Eish Kodesh explains that Hashem is trying to tell them, you know, it's not easy for people to do things all the time in exactly the lechat chiladik away. He says, look, at the end of the day, they're eating and they're drinking, they're learning Torah, and that should be good enough for you. But the Torah says, he says, listen, mi shalomei Torah ve'in gamatzmuso mishtana le'Torah. If someone is learning Torah, but their atzmuso, but their essence, who they are, isn't turning into Torah, ukedusha and holiness. Hurak ka'arges shenimsa bosfarim. You're like a bookshelf. You're like a bookshelf that holds Torah, but you're not actually Torah. You're just a bookshelf, which is an interesting mashal, because in halacha we say nowadays that even though a bookshelf holds svarim, and that it might therefore be called a Tashmishe Kedusha, or a Tashmishe Mitzvah, depending on what kind of Svarim. And since it was designated to hold Svarim, so you might not halachically be allowed to use a bookshelf for anything else if there's Svarim on it. You couldn't put tchotchkes, you couldn't put non-Jewish books on it. It's a bookshelf, it's made for Svarim. So the halacha is, because we assume that bookshelves are made not just for Svarim, but also for other things, so you're also allowed. Meaning, what does that mean? That if you're learning Torah and you're only a bookshelf, that means you also have room for other things that are in Torah. And the Torah says to Hashem, that's not enough for me. And the Eish Kodesh quotes the Medrash that when Acher went into Gehenna, the Rav Meir wanted to go save Acher, and he says he was saving him like a teak of a sefer. Teak sefer, im ha sefer. That he pulled up the sefer, and the covering of the Sefer came up too. Meaning Acher, who went into Pardes and he didn't come out the right way, still had Torah in him. and therefore he was saved by Reb Meir. But Acher himself was only considered a tik of a sefer, the covering of the sefer. He had Torah, and then he had an essence outside of the Torah. And the Torah said to Hashem, that's not enough. It's very nice that they are involved in Torah, so the things that they were doing were involved in Torah, but it's not enough. When you're learning Torah, you have to do it in the right way. You have to do it with complete kedusha and complete connection, and at all times. So the Rebbe, because the Rebbe says that in his times, he said to his people that now it's hard for us. They didn't have the Torah that we have, and the Bate Knesset and the Basim Midrashos that we have. But he said, you know what we have? We have lots of time. They didn't have jobs. We have lots of time. And we can't let those things come in between us and Torah. Because if your atzmus is Torah, if the Torah that you're learning turns you into Torah, then there become no excuses. There are no excuses to not be able to learn and to not be able to make the right decisions. If the Torah that you're learning turns you into a chefetz shel Torah, then you can overcome anything. And it shouldn't be enough to have an excuse to say, oh, look, they're still learning something. They're still doing something. So on one hand, we have to say, you know, step by step, we have to do a little bit more. But sometimes we have to say it's not enough to do a little bit more. If the Torah that we were learning was being learned properly and we were digesting it properly, so by now we'd be able to overcome our challenges and our struggles. And if the Eish Kodesh was saying to his people in the Warsaw Ghetto that they have to take their extra time and to use it to connect to Hashem through learning Torah, so we have a lot of extra time that we could use also. And he ends with a bracha from Bereishis, that Bereishis bar Elohim, and Rashi says, Bereishis bishvil Reishis, bishvil Yisrael shenikru Reishis, so bishvil Torah shenikru Reishis, that the world was created for Yisrael, and it was created for Torah. So we have to also use the lives that we were given by Hashem for that purpose, to connect to Torah, and connect to Yisrael.